Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Wednesday, August 12, 2026, is Yongle Emperor. The Yongle Emperor, May 2, 1360, August 12, 1424, personal name Judi, was the third emperor of the Ming Dynasty of China, reigning from 1402 to 1424. He was the fourth son of the Hongwu Emperor, the founder of the dynasty. In 1370, Judi was granted the title of Prince of Yan. By 1380, he had relocated to Beiping, present-day Beijing, and was responsible for protecting the northeastern borderlands. In the 1380s and 1390s, he proved himself to be a skilled military leader, gaining popularity among soldiers and achieving success as a statesman. In 1399, he rebelled against his nephew, the Zhenyuan Emperor, and launched a civil war known as the Jingvan Campaign. After 3 years of intense fighting, he emerged victorious and declared himself emperor in 1402. After ascending the throne, the Yongle Emperor elevated Beiping to the status of a second capital, diminishing the importance of Nanjing. Construction of the new capital between 1407 and 1420 employed hundreds of thousands of workers. He also supervised the reconstruction of the Grand Canal, essential for supplying Beijing and the northern armies. The emperor strongly supported both Confucianism and Buddhism and sponsored the compilation of the vast Yongle Encyclopedia, employing around 2,000 scholars. He also ordered Neo-Confucian texts to be systematized and used as textbooks for training officials. The civil service examinations, held every 3 years, produced qualified candidates for government service. Unlike his father, he avoided frequent purges, resulting in longer ministerial tenures and a more professional, stable administration. The emperor made considerable efforts to reinforce the empire's hegemonic position in East Asia through an active foreign policy. Diplomatic missions and military expeditions were dispatched to regions both near and distant, including Manchuria, Korea, Japan, the Philippines, and the Timurid Empire in Central Asia. Maritime expeditions led by the eunuch Admiral Zheng He extended even further, reaching the shores of Southeast Asia, India, Persia, and East Africa. The Mongols, including southeastern Uriankhai, eastern Mongols and western Oirats, remained the empire's greatest security threat, prompting the Ming court to alternately support and confront the various groups. The emperor personally led 5 campaigns into Mongolia, and his decision to transfer the government from Nanjing to Beijing was driven largely by the need to closely monitor the unstable northern frontier. Although a skilled military leader, his wars were ultimately unsussuccessful, as the campaign in Dai Viet lasted until the end of his reign and his Mongolian campaigns failed to secure China's northern border. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:01 UTC on Wednesday, August 12, 2026. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Yongle Emperor. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share-Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Blue Sky at wikioftheday.com. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Ruth.